never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Dr. Jonathan Pevsner. He's a professor and researcher at the Kennedy Krieger Institute, whose lab studies the genetic basis of childhood brain disorders. He's also an expert in the life and work of Leonardo da Vinci. John, it's good to see you.
Great to see you.
So you want to recommend a couple of books. The first is a book by Kenneth Clark. It was published in the 1960s. It's called Looking at Pictures. Why do you like that one?
I love this book because Kenneth Clark is such a genius. He is someone who, as an art historian and connoisseur, can explain things. In this book, he takes 16 different paintings and he explains how he sees them.
And Leonardo da Vinci, a great passion of yours, was also very big on the importance of sight and vision and knowing how to see.
Leonardo was interested in that. What Kenneth Clark does, he includes one chapter on Leonardo, takes a painting, and he says, this is my reaction, this is what I see. And then he goes and analyzes in more depth what the technique is. And then he says what troubles him about the painting, and he comes to a resolution, and we're sharing his thought process to understand how one brilliant mind sees this work of art, but other works of art as well.
You also want to recommend a book by a Swedish author, a guy named Svante Paabo, called Neanderthal Man. What's that about?
We are so in wonder about sequencing the human genome. His passion was to go find out the genome of Neanderthal men. And so these are people who are very close to human in terms of modern humans, and they split from us some 500,000 years ago. And yet it was not known what our relative history is. He went and explains his mission of solving the genome, and it's very technical in a sense of what his journey as a scientist is. But I'm most excited about the implication. It turns out that those of us who are not from African descent, but from European or Chinese descent, actually intermingled with the Neanderthals, and they're part of our genome.
And this book is also a sort of a personal story as well as a scientific story about this study.
It is indeed a personal story. We get to hear about the author's private life and his interesting adventures. We get to hear about his journey as a scientist trying to get to an answer that was technically an enormous challenge. And then we get to find out what the meaning of Neanderthal men is, or we could say Neanderthal people.
Yeah, so both of these books, it's interesting. It seems that perhaps you have a penchant for books that talk about the scientific process and give you insight into the people doing the work. You're interested in their thought processes, aren't you?
I would agree, but also add it's not just the scientific process. With Kenneth Clark, he will have a chapter on J.M.W. Turner, the British painter, and he'll relate him to Raphael, and he'll see connections between the poet Milton and other painters. And so it's very literary, but it really is about having a guide to explain something that is very interesting.
Dr. Jonathan Pevsner is a researcher at the Kennedy Krieger Institute and the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. You can find one of the many articles he's written about Leonardo da Vinci on the Scientific American website. Dr. Pevsner is recommending Looking at Pictures by Kenneth Clark, as well as Neanderthal Man by Svante Paabo. John Pevsner, it's good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.